Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift. So we're here tonight to have a program. This is the last Saturday of the year of 2010, December 25th. And today is Christmas, so we will be doing some different energies here for Christmas for everybody. And we'll first bring in the energy of the Star of Bethlehem. And these energies will also work on the BBS archives. So if you tune into the show a little bit late, you can also, have these wonderful energies. So here we go. Star Bethlehem energy is coming in. So I'll use the word stronger to do that. Then we'll go to the light ship maybe in about 5 minutes or so. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So let's help to release some trauma from people. If you had any trauma the last few days or during the week, so think of a situation of trauma and we'll release that. I'll count to five. So here we go. One. Think of your incident. Two, three, four, and five. And we'll do also an emotional clearing for people. So again, think of an emotional situation maybe that you dealt with. The trauma one was actually one that was, pretty deeply ingrained maybe, or just something that was much more than just a simple emotional issue. So here we go. Emotional clearing for your emotional body, releasing the stuff that you wish to have released. Think of one thing now. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do a mental body clearing. So help to balance your left and right brain. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And we'll do another clearing here. We'll do one for pain. Some people have maybe chronic pain or pain in their body. So again, you want to locate your pain and we will see if we can help you to release it. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And wow, there's some more pain there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm going to do a clearing now for frustration. So here we go. Something bothering you, maybe. Think about that. It could be a frustrating situation. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six. Well, this is a rough one. 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And wow, one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do a sample of the loneliness clearing. This is also a newer clearing that's been put up just recently online. So that's a free clearing for people. This is for loneliness. So here we go. And it could be from maybe missing somebody in your life, or it could also be maybe your beliefs of consciousness. You feel kind of alone and abandoned by other people around you because they may not have the same mindset as you. This is a loneliness clearing. So Think of an issue. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll do another sample here. And let's do one for infinite sadness. And this is also on the website here. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do a clearing to, since we've done loneliness and frustration, let's do a heart clearing here. So we're going to do a heart clearing for, let's say, heartache. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and let's do another clearing here. Let's do one for, since we're doing situations, how about neglect? So this is a neglect clearing for everybody. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Let me see what else we can pull out of the hat here. Let me look here to see what we might need tonight for people. Let's see here. I'm picking up betrayal. So we'll just go through a few of these here for everybody. So here we go, betrayal clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I'd like to do a special clearing here. This is just came up as I was doing this one here. Let's bring forth the spirit energy of people who have had maybe pets that have passed on. It says the light chip can bring up the spirit energy from past pets. So what we're going to do is, this could be emotional for some people, but you're going to feel that connection with your pet spirit as it gets returned to you. This I haven't done before, but they're going to do this for the people listening here. So here we go. This is a spirit coming in from your pet, and might be emotional, but here it comes. So I'll use the word stronger this time. So stronger, 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 and it's really going to be a happiness clearing because you're going to be reuniting with your loved one there. So here we go. One, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So there's your pet spirit to be with you at Christmas time here. Oh, boy. Okay, let's do another clearing. So let's bring in some energy of joy. So here it comes. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And if you wish to bring up the light being on the monitor screen in front of you, do so. We're bringing some joy energy through the light beam. So here we go. So stronger, 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 that feels great. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And then we'll bring in some peace energy. So here it comes. So again, one, through the light beam, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. Okay. And we'll bring in the energy of happiness. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. So let's go to the light ship, and it's a work for the people listening only on the show live. You have these energies that we just brought in with you during the light ship healing experience that we do. So we go up to the light ship every Saturday night for about 10, 15 minutes for healing. So you can bring up your animals and pets, flower, tree, plants, garden, if you wish. And I'll count to five as we go up. And here we go. So this is Saturday night live on the light ship. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, and we're there now. So let's kind of just enjoy being there. You might feel the energy changing. We're going to go into the room where baby Jesus would be with his baby energy, okay? And then we'll bring in the adult energy. So remember, the light ship carries all of the spiritual blueprints and, we'll say, information for all of life that is in the past of every spirit that has ever been created by the light. So we're going to bring in the energy of baby Jesus here. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Now that feels very innocent, okay, very sweet energy. So kind of enjoy that. These are heart energies. And I will bring Jesus into you at the age, and I'll just pick the age of 11. So this is his energy now at the age of 11. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, now we'll bring in his energy. We'll do it at 27. So here it comes. So I'll use the word stronger this time. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So you can enjoy that energy. Now bring in his energy at the age of 35. So here it comes. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. I'll bring in his energy at the age of 50. Here it comes. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And now we'll go to the age of 65. Here he comes. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay. So enjoy those energies there. You might wonder why I went past the age of 35. And the Bible talks about him only living to maybe around that age, or 38 or something. I don't recall what, but they don't know everything. So anyway, here we go. Plus he ascended and came back. So let's go into another room on the light ship. And since we're dealing with the energy of Jesus, we'll bring in the energy of Mother Mary. So you may be able to even smell roses or maybe a flower fragrance as this energy comes in. So here it comes. So stronger, here she comes, strong, this is her spirit energy, stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll bring in the energy of Joseph. Here we go. So again, stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's bring in the energy of the one of the defense fleet ships, which was the Star Bethlehem. Again, we did that at the beginning of the show, but here it comes. So the Star Bethlehem. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, excuse me, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And let's bring in the energy of the manger that I haven't brought in before. So you can actually feel the energy of the manger, how much energy was in there. This would be quite interesting. It'd be a lot of fun. So here's the manger, all the straw, the wooden structure. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That feels very nice. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And we could bring in, this might sound a little weird, but let's bring in the donkey's energy. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So let's bring in some energies from the light ship for healing. These energies would also do healing with you. So we'll go into the purple room and request your healing. Here comes this energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and request one healing that you would like to have, one physical body healing. This The light chip healings that we do are for physical, not for spiritual growth or emotional trauma release. These are all physical body problems. And we'll go into the special room, which is the golden room. And this time we're going to go into a pool of water that is gold energy. And you may feel the water all around you. It will never touch your skin. So here we go. So coming to us now. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we have a request from Tina to bring in the three magi, the wise men. So we'll do those one at a time here. So number one, here we go. So I'll count to 10 to bring that energy in. And again, request healing. So one, because your spirits are on the light ship, they will help you. Two, three, four, and five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. The second one. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And number three. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. Kind of enjoy that here. We'll go into a couple more rooms before we come back. Let's go into the room where they have the, we haven't had the elephants come in for a while, so we'll go to the elephant room. So here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into the room, again, where they can release pain from us. This is a silver room, and that's much like the room that we go into, which is a centrifuge room that spins. So request your healing, and this will help to release some of that energy from you. So here we go. So count to 10 again. One, silver room. Two, three, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I want to bring in the room energy. We'll bring in the energy of Archangel Michael. So this is not what you have down here that you probably have heard about in the New Age metaphysics. This is the energy of that spirit energy that came here. So this is Archangel Michael. Much different than what you're going to feel and realize from people channeling down here. So here he comes. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, since it's a birthday today, hypothetically, may not be the exact day, but we do have a birthday, and this is the birthday of Jesus, we'll say, on this day that they're celebrating it. We'll go into the food court and have a birthday party. So, naturally, You have a choice of different types of maybe desserts, cakes, pies, what they have up there. Remember, they're just little small pieces. If you've been having this before at other calls, you know that it's not very large. And I kind of like the ice cream on top of German chocolate cake with some hot fudge on it and stuff. So I'll select that for myself. They have strawberries. They have like lemon cake and carrot cake and, you know, all different types. It's your choice. So we're going into the food court now, and you can get different toppings on it. And we can have seconds and thirds if you wish, and you will probably feel your body being full after this here. So just think of a little piece of cake that's about the size of a pencil eraser that's on the end of your pencil, if you have a pencil. And that's about how big you're going to be getting. So we're having it right now with our request. And we're out of time, so we had plenty of time to research what we like up there. We're up there physically walking around, and we're having it underneath our tongue right now. So if you find your saliva changing, that's because your physical body is eating up on the food court right now. Okay. And if you wish to have something else, you can. You can have seconds and thirds, no problem. And enjoy that here. And we have another birthday here. We have Carrie, who's been with us for a while here, and it's her birthday. So what we'll do is sing happy birthday to Carrie. And the light beams will do this here. We'll go into a special room where the light beam choir is going to sing. And you may actually hear this here, so enjoy it, and we're going to have a wonderful time feeling this energy. So here comes the energy of the light being singing, so I'll just bring it in here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. Boy, happy birthday, Carrie. And let's go into one more room. We'll go into the white light room for everybody. And here comes this energy. So I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so all your healings today was between you and the Light Beam Doctors on the Creation Light Shift. And we're going into the next room here, which is the orientation room, where we're thanking all the different doctor teams for working with us this evening. And we're being joined by our animals and pets and flower, tree, gardens, whatever we brought up there to the light ship. And we're getting ready to come back down. So I'll just count to 5. You're going to feel the energy around you change, because right now you are in the space of zero time. You're outside of the timeline. And when you come back, you will be in zero time on the timeline. A whole different energy. Because remember, we're controlled here and live in time. So here we come back. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, everybody, we're back. So hope you enjoyed going to the light ship tonight and the different healings that we had even previous to that. I have one brand new clearing that will be up maybe within one day, or maybe by Sunday, and it will be free to the people who are on the 8-hour conference call for this month. And this is an extension, we'll say, a whole different clearing that has to deal with the space-time that we live in on the timeline. So I'll describe that to you. The timeline clearing, which has been very, very, very beneficial, takes you off of that timeline. But let's just say that you're like a ball and you get taken off the timeline. Normally, the aliens will find you and put you into another timeline. And eventually, after those timelines crash, you're back to here again. That's what everybody understands. Okay. Well, what if that ball doesn't go to a timeline? Okay. And you're brought back here, but you still have a consciousness out there in the beyondo in space. And we talk about space and time, okay, two different things. So this allows you to come back from space. So this is a space-time clearing. And like I said, it'll be free to the people for 1 week who have done the 8-hour call here. The cost, if not, is going to be $10 for a week and $30 per month. But you must do the timeline crashing first, okay? Otherwise, this clearing is not going to do any good or work for you because you have to be released from a timeline, okay? So what you typically should do is if you have done, we'll say, 5 emotional clearings on the timeline clearing, then just remember what they were and then go into the space-time clearing and put those same issues down. And that will bring back to you here the space energy that you lived in. So it's more of a cellular memory being released from you. And it kind of brings you back from the beyondo in a physical location back here. Okay, so it's a little different. And I only recommend doing one of those at a time. Do not do many of those because you're going to find that it's going to be quite something to do if you're a sensitive person. It's more sensitive, for, at least for myself anyway, doing this right now than the other one was by, you know, a landslide. So I don't recommend doing more than one of those at one time. So we'll see if our co-host is on here. Annika, and I'll turn it over to you. So I will read what we have on the website here with this page. It says, this clearing removes your cellular memory from the space locations and the locations in space-time from the removed timeline. So I'll repeat that so you can kind of wrap your head around it here. Okay? So this clearing removes your cellular memory from the space locations and the locations in space-time from the removed timelines. So, okay, I'll put you on, Annika.
Wow, thank you. Well, that certainly makes it even more interesting in a way, that whole add-on to the timeline clearings. And it's actually my first. I haven't heard about your new clearing, Ron, but that sounds very, very interesting. And we might have some questions. Yeah. I don't know if I have a really bad line here. I'm sorry if it's hard to hear me. But
no, you sound fine on my end.
Okay, good. So I hope everybody is having a wonderful Saturday, and thank you so much, Ron, for being on Saturday. It was definitely what I needed today after a few things going on here, which involves, obviously, Christmas. What can you add with that? Because a lot of people go to church, a lot of people are linked to Christmas through religion. And what is the creation lightship, and what is the difference? Could you just give us maybe a little brief explanation?
Yeah, the creation lightship is source energy itself. And so Jesus did come from the creation lightship as a spirit, and the body was prepared for him with the Immaculate Conception, which means that the body had to release, or the lightship had to release from that physical body, and because the body had to be physical here to walk on the planet, so it had to release from that body the genetic cellular memory from, or you could say past lives, from his parents and ancestry, so that the body would be able to have other life beings come into the body. Now, the body just strictly had the consciousness of a body, okay? Did not have a spirit in it that was here to do a certain thing. The light beings came into the body to perform what he did here on this planet, which was to teach ascension, okay? So it's a little different than what you have, everybody listening, in their bodies. Your spirit is here to express as one spirit in your body to live a whole lifetime, to enjoy life here as long as your spirit could be in connection with the body. The difference was his body was like just an empty vessel, and other light beings came into the body. And the reason why Jesus was doing his healings here was to make people like himself for the ascension process, which means cleaning out the genetic cellular memory from the ancestors so that the physical body could hold their one spirit in the body completely 100% in that body for ascension. That's what he came to do. So he was making people just like himself through the clearings, okay? And that's the only difference between Jesus and everybody listening here is that he had the clearings done by the light ship. And he came then to do the light ship clearings to get people like him for ascension. And that's what his role was here. And so his body, unlike yours, did not have cellular memory stored in it. Initially it did, and then they had the Immaculate Conception where the light ship actually took the body and deprogrammed it. What I said on a couple of the previous shows, I mentioned that if you wish to have a similar experience, maybe being struck by lightning, which I would not recommend doing, could possibly help you out with that. But I don't think anybody wants to go out in a big storm and put up a metal rod over their head hoping that lightning is going to strike them, because you could become a crispy critter. But that is kind of one way of having that happen. Another way would be to have your heart stop for quite a while, and then the cellular memory would become erased. Now, how long you can have your heart stopped and then get revived again is something else, too. But people who have had what you call a near-death experience, NDE, they do come back to life, and they do have maybe a different type of personality, only because their current past was erased from them. And then they're living on further stored judgment, maybe, 500,000 years ago. It depends what got erased in them. And this is why they go through a personality change. And sometimes they will claim that they have seen the light, and that's because they probably were seeing the energy from the light of the darkness coming in, attempting to capture them over again. Sometimes people who have that actually do go to the light of the darkness, because the spirit is out of the body. And then they get all this information about their next path on Earth, what they're going to be doing, and then they're forced back into the body over again. So that also happens. But the main thing is that cellular memory that made them who they are, how their body's responding to life, is, slightly erased, so they are now like a different person. So that's kind of what it's like. So with Jesus, it was all erased because it had to be erased for the body to hold 100% spirit energy with different light beings to come into the body to do the different tasks, missions that his body was chosen to do. So that's basically it in a nutshell. So back to you, Annika.
So Ma was asking, because, in that time when the Bethlehem star was showing the way to Jesus, for instance, and Ma was saying, I thought it was from Sirius. So can you tell us about the Bethlehem star?
Yeah, well, they may have claimed it was from Sirius, but no, it was a defense fleet ship that was there that was doing the whole process. Remember, the aliens, the UFO people, you know, the other people here, what the extraterrestrials would like you to think it's something else, but that's what it actually was. So that's the truth of the matter. So the heart of the matter is that was a defense plate ship that came to protect him. Yep, that was a light ship, a small one.
Okay, well, thank you. So Marianne had some problems with colitis at her place, and I saw Marie R. was mentioning lungs, and I'm hoping that going to the light ship might have helped a little bit, but maybe we can do something for them, Ron. Is there something you could help them with?
I'll bring in some energy for healing. And you have to specify that yourself. If it's for someone else, it all depends how receptive they are, you know, to having healings done. But here we go. I'll count to 10, and here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10, and again, bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, and it'll be the conduit now to help you do some healings here. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Annika, we'll see what that does for these people.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for doing that. So you have another 8-hour call tomorrow on Sunday. Another conference call, and then you also have bringing in the new energies for the new year coming up on next Saturday. So I just wanted to let you speak a little bit about that.
Yeah, so tomorrow will be our last 8-hour call for the year here, and this deals with physical body rejuvenation. And what happens there is that we get rid of the alien / extraterrestrial life forms that live inside of you that you may not know anything about, but they cause a lot of diseases that we have here. And we take out the octopus energy and the squid energies and the black widows and the maggots, snakes and worms, little creepy crawlers that crawl around your bloodstream, just many, many, many things. We also do a lot of water charging. So this is what we do. And people feel much better afterwards. I guess for the first-time listener, they're going to think that this must be really, really far out to talk about this here. And to the people who've been on the calls, it's not far out. I mean, they know that this works. So if you wish to experience something, then just go to the website, creationlightship.com. On the very top, there's a drop-down box. And we have a couple of shows there from the past, where we have released these critters from people. And this archive, which is old, will still work. Remember, the light ship is still activating these energies for people. And, you know, as long as you kind of understand and want to go with the program and listen to it, they will work fine for you for about 3 months. After about 3 months, the archives will not work for you, because 3 months of listening to archives should be enough to kind of get your feet wet so you can move forward. And do some clearings to help yourself. So that's why the archives are there. And the archives go back, I think, to the end of 2006. The more recent ones, I'd say within maybe the last year or so, year and a half, are more slanted toward alien extraterrestrial energies. And so if you wanted to get into other types of things, you might want to go to the archives previous to that. But the lightship is just moving along. And moving along means they're getting rid of aliens. So it's quite interesting to do these alien life form removals. What I'll do is help everybody out here. On the website, we have a free orb clearing. And the orbs are what's around you, and they are like little scouts for the jellyfish energy that rests on the top of your head. So let's take out the orbs here, and you can check that yourself. You know, if you're a new listener, you might say, gee, how come Ron's bashing orbs? Well, it's because when you do this clearing, you realize that orbs are not friendly to you, okay? So the proof's in the pudding. So here we go. Get rid of some orbs that are attached to your body. So let's work, maybe down your arms and going up neck and head. So here we go. I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we're going to do orbs from maybe in your solar plex area. So maybe your whole abdominal area, okay? So here we go. Get rid of those orbs. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and we'll do one more. We'll do the octopus energies. And these normally like to wrap around your internal organs, your rib cage, and they can definitely cause you to have a shortness of breath. So these are the octopus energies. And these energies I see are from the Arcturians. So I will say that the Arcturians are the octopus. Here we go. So releasing them. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Anybody getting hot? 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. There's some samples for everybody. So tomorrow's our 8-hour call.
Great.
And then we have our special call, which will be on the 1st of next year, January 1st, which will be Saturday, 1 week from today. And this call, we're going to be bringing in the energies that the Earth Spirit wishes to have come forth for the next year. And we'll bring them in 1 month at a time. And you're going to be able to sample those energies. And you can also maybe do some affirmations if you wish and get those ready and insert them maybe in each month that they seem to resonate to. But remember, since the light only works in the now, these energies could change slightly. So I need to tell you that it's not in stone, but you will get a good sampling of the energies. And a lot of people just love that call. It's $20, and it's a great call. And it'll be starting at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time a week from today. So, Annika, I guess back to you.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I hear that. I've read here that I sound a little different, but, you know, I'm kind of in a very different house today, so I'm not really on the same line as I normally am on. So sorry that this sounds a little different. I'm kind of hiding out from a lot of religious people that live in the
house. I'm going to be tar and feathered, huh?
And
I'm
do
sorry.
Not think I got cloned today, so I hope not. But
okay.
If I sound like a clone, it's still just me.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. But, I wanted to mention, because I saw Blizzard is coming to the East Coast. I happen to be on the East Coast right now. And there's a lot of rain. There's been a lot of rain in California, L.A., Carrie was mentioning, a lot of rain there. And, of course, Europe is having big, big, big blizzards and storms and snow and all that. So anything we can add before we get off the show today about that?
Well, I guess the aliens don't like the planet here too much, so they're bringing up that energy to torment everybody. And we got a picture, maybe a few days ago, and it had like this large alien ship almost on top of somebody's maybe apartment building, I guess, in the city. It was from Russia, and the snow was like, hello. I mean, I don't know. It may not have been this year, but whatever it was, the snow looked like about 20 feet high in the streets, you know, between maybe apartment complexes, you know, which maybe have been 10 stories high. So that was pretty, almost unbelievable to see that. So that was kind of frightening to see. But yeah, the all this stuff is caused by the aliens. And that's
apparently it's like the worst winter they've had in 150 years.
Yeah, so it's they're not our friends, you know. So if you realize if they have the technology and they're claiming to help us, they could help with the weather patterns, okay? That should be a no-brainer for them. And I'm sure that it is, but instead they just choose to cause us more torment. And that's just the situation that we're in here. This is why these clearings, especially the timeline crashing clearing, is so important to help humanity get off of these timelines. But the new clearing will be up maybe tomorrow, maybe the day after. And when you're on the call tomorrow, everybody, I'll give you the codes if I can get them before the call's over with. So you can go on there and have 1 week free for the people on the 8-hour call to do that. And it will be after you do five or more emotional clearings on the timeline clearing, because you have to put that same emotional clearing in. And normally if you do five, you may want to do up to maybe 100 clearings, maybe 20 of each one. I would say at least do 10. So five emotional situations times 10 is 50 clearings. So you want to do that so that you can be able to be prepared for the next step, which is, you know, the new clearing for the space-time clearing. Remember, we have time and space, and they create both of those out on the beyond us. So this takes you out of space, and you feel, your whole body feels different. I mean, different is not even the right word to use. For myself, it felt like I was inside of a washing machine being twisted around and stuff, and it took about maybe 2 hours on the first clearing that was done to finally get back into balance. So, and it was wonderful because you could feel yourself. You didn't even know, really, at least for myself, who I was, because the identity of who I thought I was completely different as you get rid of these things out of you. So remember, this is a very, very wonderful clearing, but only do one at a time. And it depends how your body responds to things. The people who are more sensitive will actually feel it more than other people. And if you don't feel anything, it's still working. But getting out of those spaces is just wonderful. So our show is about over. So our next program on BBS will be on Monday, which is 4:00 Pacific, and that's 7:00 Eastern. We have our 1 hour creation lightship, 1 hour healing on Monday. That starts at 5:30 Pacific, and that price is $20. So if you're interested in coming on, by all means do so, much like tonight. But, you know, it's a very nice call to be on. We have those Mondays and Fridays. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so thank you so much, Ron. I don't know, I just saw Chili ask a question here about, I'm guessing the energies you took off, which was the octopus, or related to the Arcturians, who did a lot of different ones there, and thank you for the orbs as well. And Chili was asking, do they wrap around spine injuries?
Yes, they can, uh-huh.
So any
injuries,
anything
like that. They can compress your ribs a little bit. they can, the you know, the, these are the octopus energies. There's also squids and snakes, but the octopus is the main one that can cause you to have, I can't really say this, but it can cause you to have shortness of breath, maybe a condition of the lungs, maybe a heart condition because you have more pressure. And once you get these things released, you feel much better. So, yeah, these things do wrap around you, and you may have felt that relief. But, go on the website and go to the very top and listen to, you know, the archives there. And you can also do a clearing for $30. You can go on the monthly clearing, and it's like a dollar a day, we'll say. And you can go on that and have these energies released from you, too. The advantage of the 8-hour conference call is that you're on the light shift, you know, for the extended period of time. So the people who are on it tomorrow, you're still going to be on the light shift for 1 week. And they're working with you continuously in quarantine, bringing back these body parts and pieces that the aliens have stolen from you. So I'll just say blessings to all of you, and we'll see you later. And that clearing should be up online, I'll say within a day or two here, and it will be free to the people who are on the 8-hour call. So we'll see you later, everybody. Blessings. Have a good evening.
Blessings.
Thank you, Annika.